The candidates for punishment are those who are confirmed by these many witnesses to have deviated from the prescribed regulative duties. Everyone engaged in fruitive activities is suitable to be subjected to punishment according to his different sinful activities.
Sarve karmanu rodhina dannam arhanti karina.
So we have discussed about the witnesses yesterday. You cannot conceal anything from the eyes of God. That is not possible. In the Bhagavad Gita it is said, Sarvato Pani Padastam. God has his eyes, ears, legs, hands, everywhere. Therefore he is all pervasive. So just like government has got vigilance, you are running on the road, there is vigilance. Similarly, everyone within this material world, either in this planet or lower planetary system or higher planetary system, they are dandam arhanti. Everyone is deserving to be punished, beginning from Lord Brahma down to the end. Every living in dandam arhanti. And the final dandam means punishment. The final danda is death. Everywhere, anywhere you go within this universe, planetary system, urdangachanti sattvastva, those who are in the modes of goodness, they are elevated to the higher planetary system. And Madhyatisthanti Rajasa, those who are under the spell of passion, they keep within the middle planetary system, and those who are most abominable, they are given to the lower planetary system. Urdhanga Chanti Sattvastva, Madhyatisthanti Rajasa, Jaghanna Gunavittisthya. Jaghanna means very abominable guna, in the darkest region of ignorance. They are put into the lower planetary system, animal. There are 8,400,000 different forms of life, and they are distributed all over the universe. Don't think that here only they are living entities and all other planets are vacant. This is nonsense. Everywhere there is living entity. Therefore, it is said in the Bhagavad Gita, Sarvaga, the living entity is everywhere. He can go anywhere. You can go to the higher planetary system, you can go to the lower planetary system, and you can go to the kingdom of God also, in the spiritual world. Therefore, the living entity's another name is Sarvaga. He can go anywhere. If you like, go to hell. If you like, go to heaven. If you like, go to God. If you like, you become animal. If you like, you can become demigod. Everything. That little independence is there. As you like, Krishna will give you facility. Ishara sarva bhutanam riddhese arjuna tishtati. My dear Arjuna, the Lord is situated in everyone's heart. Why he is situated there? Because he is a sridham sarva bhutanam. We are sons of God. He is very sorry that unnecessarily we are wandering within this universe and suffering in different types of bodies and this is going on. So Ishvara is very well-wisher friend. He is simply trying to turn his face towards him. This is Ishvara Sarvabhutana. He has given little freedom, so do whatever you like. But he is simply taking the chance when this rascal will turn towards me. That is his business. That is stated in the Vedic Shastra. The two birds are sitting in the same tree. One is eating the fruit and the other is simply witnessing. So the eating bird is the jivatma, individual soul. And the witness bird is God, Paramatma. So he has given us the facility, Ishvara Sarvabhutana, Riddhese Arjunate, Brahmayan Sarvabhutani. You cannot, out of your own power, you can go to the higher planetary, lower planetary, anywhere. No. That is to be sanctioned by God, Brahmayan. I want to go here, there, he will give me facility. And what is the process? Jantra, a machine. Just like you have got the machine, aeroplane, you go from here to there. Similarly, this is also a jantra. This is also a machine. The difference is that this is God-made machine. Or, yes, everything is God-made, and your machine is man-made. Here the machine is growing automatically, and your machine, each and every machine, you have to manufacture in the factory. That is the difference. Both of them are machine, but this machine is God-made, and the other machine is man-made. So, some atheist old man, he challenged me that why you are thinking of God? This body is just like a clock. You wind it and it will go on. And that's all right. But here a clock machine is there. It can produce other clock, but your clock cannot. That is the difference. Here, God-made machine is so nice and perfect that he creates one male and one female, and unlimited machine is coming out. So much so that you being disgusted, you kill some of the machine. And they are trying to manufacture another machine in the laboratory, in the test tube. You know, what is the credit there? Millions of machines are coming out without your test tube. But they want to take credit. So anyway, this is a machine. And the machine is given by God. Brahman Sarvabhutani Jantra Rurani Maya. God has nothing to do. He simply orders his maid servant. This material nature. The material nature is God's maidservant. Lower grade maidservant. He has got many maidservants. Lakshmi, they are all goddess of fortune. Lakshmi, sahasra sata samrama sebumana. He has got so many. The gopis are maidservants, the Lakshmis are maidservants. You will find this description in Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna book, that all the queens of Krishna, they were discussing with Draupadi as female dog. Draupadi was asking, how you are married? So they are narrating the incidents, how he was married to Krishna. But the conclusion is there every queen was speaking, in this way I have been made servant of Krishna. Nobody says that I have become queen, although they are queen. They are also coming from royal family, very good family. Krishna had to conquer such queen by fighting. They are an ordinary wife, but still they say that in this way I have become made servant. So everyone is made servant. We are also made servant. Prakriti. Prakriti means female. Jiva bhuta. Jayedam dharyate. Itastu prakriti vidhimi para. Krishna says, first of all, the material energy, prakriti. The material energy also prakriti, made servant. And the spiritual energy also, made servant. And we, jivas, we are also made servant. Here we are dressed as man, but our original position is made servant of Krishna, prakriti. Here, of course, even woman, she is also thinking as man. Man means enjoyer, and prakriti means enjoyed. So anyone who is thinking, I am enjoyer, outwardly, he may be in the female form and male form, he is purusha. Therefore, this conditioned soul is purusha. Purusha prakriti sthayopi. So anyone who has come within this material world, everyone is thinking, I am purusha, I am enjoyer. That is sinful. That's like if a woman artificially dresses herself as a man, that is not very good business. That is not appreciated. So our position is that we are actually made servant of Krishna, but here in the material world we are trying to become purusha or enjoyer. This is our disease. That is sinful. That is sinful. Suppose if a woman dresses like man, of course, nowadays it is very fashionable to have coat pant like this. So that is not very much, it is artificial. So anything artificial we do, that is sinful. This is the description of sin. What is sin? If you act naturally, that is good. But if you act artificially, that is sinful. This is the distinction between sinful activities and pious activities. So our natural function is, as described by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Jiver Swarup Hoy Nitya Krishna Das. This is our constitutional position. That we are eternally servant of Krishna, or made servant of Krishna, as you say. But we are trying to become master. That is sinful. So we are creating so many positions, situations. How I can become the master? Krishna bhuliya jeev bhogavancha kare. Pashete maya tare japotiya dhore. The living entity, forgetting his real position as made servant of God or servant of God, when he wants to enjoy this material world, that is maya. Maya tare japotiya dhore. Immediate. And that is sinful. So this disease is there, even in Lord Brahma, down to the small end. Everyone is trying to enjoy this material. The whole material civilization means everyone is trying to enjoy this world. That's it. So many cars are running here and there. So what is the purpose? The purpose is everyone is trying to enjoy. That is sinful. That is sinful. Because you cannot enjoy. Enjoyer is Krishna. Bhoktaram jagdapasam sarvalokumayasam. So, so long you are trying to encroach upon Krishna's jurisdiction, everything is Krishna's jurisdiction, but you are falsely trying to enjoy, that is disease. So this human life, especially meant for understanding this truth, that is human life. Krishna is educating the human society. Aparayam itastu vidhi me prakritim para. First of all, he described the material energy, bhumira pano. This is also Krishna's energy. Krishna is everything. The material, spiritual, marginal, everything. Prasa shakti vividaiva sriyate. Somewhere he is personally present, somewhere he is present by his energy. So everything is energy of Krishna. Parasya brahmana shakti ekadesha sthita shagne jyotsna vistarina jatha parasya brahmana shakti sarvedam akhilam jagat. Very nicely it is described in the Vishnu Purana. Shortly, what is this world manifested? What? This manifested world is distribution of the energy of Brahma. Just like this whole material world, universe, is distribution of the energy of the sun. This is scientific, everyone. Similarly, whatever there is, it is the distribution of the energy of Krishna. So Krishna and Krishna's energy, not different, but still energy is not Krishna, Krishna is not energy. In this way, we have to understand Krishna. So, every living entity who has forgotten Krishna, trying to imitate Krishna, that is sinful. So these sinful activities we are doing in ignorance, in lower grade of life, just like cats and dogs and birds and trees, they do not know. There is no capacity. There is so much covered with ignorance that a tree is standing, you cut it, there is no protest. Because it is so dull. Similarly, you take the animal slaughterhouse, you kill it, it cannot protest. These are the symptoms of ignorance. And as soon as there is awakening of Krishna consciousness or advanced consciousness, then if I pinch you, immediately you protest. Why a pinch? That is the difference between the lower grade life and higher grade life. So if in the higher grade life we do not understand Krishna, then we are making suicide, cutting our own throat. That is simple. So here is a chance, the human form and body. Death will come to the dog and to me also, then where is the defense? The defense is, so long I am living, I can try to understand Krishna. Others can. If we miss this opportunity, then we are committing suicide. This is the verdict of the Shastra. Nāyaṅga deha deho bhājaṅga nilokhi. Everybody has got material body. The ant has got also material body and Lord Brahma has got material body. Anyone who is in the material world, he has got this material body. Therefore it is called ayang deha. This deha, this body. I am not deha. That is the 10th class ignorance if I think I am this body. Nāyaṅga deha. Deva bhajang niloke. Everyone has got body, but niloke, in the human society, the body which you have got, or the person who has got this human form of body, kastan kaman na arhati. for such animal having this material body, human body, it is not meant for working so hard. That is first-class civilization. When people are not working very hard, living very peacefully, and getting their necessities of life, that is first-class civilization. Not that to work day and night, like hogs and dogs, and get a cup of tea and little morsel of bread. That is not civilization. Therefore, Shastra says, Nāyāṅga dehu, dehu bhājāṅga ni loke, kaṣṭāna kāmān arhati viva. This kind of hard labor for sense gratification, little, it is done by the hogs and dogs. So to teach people to work day and night for simply eating purpose of sense gratification, that is hog civilization, according to Shastra. Nāyāṅga dehu dehu bhājāṅga loke, kaṣṭāna kāmān arhati viva jāṅga ji. Then what is the purpose of human life? Tapo dibbanga putra ka jina suddhe satya jina brahma sukham mananta. You are seeking after happiness. So, this life is meant for tapasya, austerity, not to indulge in sense gratification. That is done by the dogs and hogs. You are human being. You are meant for practicing austerity. Why shall I practice austerity? Na jato suddheta satta. Your existence will be purified. You are suffering in this material world because your existence is not purified. Therefore you are accepting death. Who dies? The diseased man dies. Of course everyone dies, everyone is diseased here. But generally you understand one who is not healthy, he dies. So why we die? We are eternal. Everyone knows. Nitya sāsatayāṅga nāhannate hannamāne sarīre. Then why I am dying? Why I am suffering from disease, from old age? This should be the human question, and they should try to solve this. And this opportunity is given by nature and God combined. God has ordered nature to give me this machine, human form of body. If we do not utilize it as human being, that is simple. That is simple. So, there are so many witnesses, as we have already discussed. Surya, Agni, Khang, Maru, Deva, Soma, Sandhya, Ahani, Disha, Kang, Ku, Sayang, Dharma, Iti, Jiti, Daihasta, Sakshina. How Krishna answers that this rascal has been given the nice human form of body to understand me, my relationship with him. Dullava manasanga janma tadapi adhuvam arthadam. Prahlad Maharaj said that this human form of body is dullavam. Labham means obtainable. And du, very difficult. So many species of life we have to go through by evolution. Jalajana, Lukhani, Sabra, Lukhavinshati, in this way, we have got this human form, durlabha, with great difficulty. The Balan Maharaj, durlabhanga manusamjanma. So manusamjanma, durlabham, very, very difficult to obtain it. So somebody says, what is the benefit? Everyone dies, and man also dies. But Krishna says, yes, that is fact. Durlabhanga manusanga janma tadapi adhruvam arthadam. Although it is temporary, but you can achieve the great success of life. That is it. Arthadam. Arthadam, artha means some meaningful. If we don't use it as meaningful life, then we are punished. Again go to, either go to back to home, back to Godhead, or go to dogs and cats like. You have to select now. Jagannagunavittisthya adhogacchanti tamasa. If you practice only tamogun, then you go to hell again. So therefore it is said here, etai radhanma vijnata. One who is religious or irreligious, there are so many witnesses. They inform. Krishna personality is also, he is there within the heart. It is not very difficult for Krishna and his agent to understand who is religious or irreligious. Just like I have said many times, that our tasting is Krishna's word. That one who is religious and unreligious. What is that? Chaturvidha bhajante mang sukritina arjuna. Four classes of men who are pious, they come to me for worship. Who are they? Artho, arthati, jigyasu, jnani. Four classes. One who is distressed, he goes to Lord. Sir, I am very much distressed. Kindly give me relief. Arthati, one is poor, he also goes. Provided he is pious. Impious, then, what is that? I will do it. Just like the communists. They say, you are poor, so why you are going to the church? Beg from us bread. And poor man, they beg, and they give many breads. And they become atheists. Then, we are getting from the communist leaders bread, why shall I go to church? God give us leaders. But they, because they are poor in knowledge, they do not know that the bread is coming from the communist factory. It is coming from God, the wheat. That is not manufactured in the factory. But they have no intelligence. They think that our communist friend is giving me bread. So in this way, we are misguided by so many rascals and forget God, and that is simple life. That is the simple life. Therefore it is said, etai radhanma vijnata. Now as soon as you are sinful, you have to be punished. That is nature's law. Prakite kriyamanani gunai karmani sa. It is not that God has to come personally to punish you. When God comes personally to punish you, then you are not ordinary. Just like he came to punish Ravan, Kamsa, they are not ordinary. But ordinary person, a little headache is sufficient to finish it. He doesn't require to bring God. God's agent, there are so many agents, one agent is sufficient. So, in this way, there are different grades of punishment. Just like first class, second class, third class prisoner. They are all punished in the prison house. But some of them are first class, some of them are second class. So similarly, within this material world, it is called Durga. Durga means fort. And the superintending deity is called Durga, goddess, material nature. So it is a fort like. You cannot go from here and there. You are trying so much to go from this planet to tomorrow. You cannot go. Just like in the prison house. No prisoner can leave this place to go unless he is ordered to do so. Similarly, we are conditioned. It is not possible because we have manufactured some machine by force, it can go anywhere. No. That is not possible. You may do it perpetually. But Shastra says, if you practice piously, then you can be elevated to the higher planetary system. It is very easy, but we are so full, we cannot understand. Suppose in coming, either from India to America or America, we have to make so many arrangements. Visa, passport, medical certificate, this, that. No country will allow you without all these things. So how you can go to the other planets without being equipped? This is foolishness. This is not possible. We are conditioned means we cannot go from here to there. There is rule and regulation. Prakriti kriyamanani, guni karmani sarvasu. So this is futile attempt. Therefore, the Vaishnavas recommend that why you are foolishly attempting so many things, just utilize this life for developing Krishna consciousness. Chant Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.